Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com, her show, part of our weekend lineup here at WBEN. She's with us on the WBEN Live Line. We're looking at the housing market this morning, and I hate to pour cold water to start this out, but we ran a report this morning that said a new survey finds a lot of aspiring homeowners have given up.
They have. Who could blame them? It's such a drag. It's like, oh my God, every single time I go to an open house, I get outbid by somebody who's got rich parents who can bid cash. You know, it's awful. But there's a tiny little bit of a glimmer that I see. Not huge. I'm just going to put it out there. That is that price increases are absolutely slowing down, meaning that, you know, we had this period where even at like, and when I think about it, like even a few months ago, when I ran the 5-year price increase numbers, those 5-year numbers were crazy. Like we were seeing 40, 50% higher. Right now, the median home price is nationally is about $440,000. It's up about 34% from 5 years ago. Okay, that's a lot. I get it. But I think that, you know, mortgage rates have come down a little bit. You know, the beginning of the year, we were at 7%. Now we're at about 6.3%. The thing that becomes really hard is that the affordability, when you put together the cost of the home, the cost of a mortgage, the cost of property insurance, which has gone up, the price in the taxes, it's very difficult for a lot of people to carry that home. And so they are saying, forget it, I'm done. And, you know, I think the other part of it that's really difficult is the down payment. Susan, what did you put down on your first house? Did you put down 20%?
We did.
Yeah. Okay. Because you know why? You and I are like a similar of era, I would say. We're a similar vintage. Okay. And well, in our vintage era, what we found was no one would lend you money with less than 20% down.
That's
Forget
right.
it. So it was like, you better get your 20%. Totally has changed.
Well, the cost of the house has totally changed too.
Bingo.
We wouldn't have been able to do it.
Exactly. Because think about this. If you look at the median home prices, $440,000, to come up to 20%, you'd have $88,000. Are you kidding me? Nobody can do that, or very few can do that. So what we are seeing much more is a 10% down. Now, that's still hard. You still have to come up with $44,000. But there's been interesting movements in the market. For example, I don't know if there's a lot of new housing built in Buffalo. Across the country, we see that new homes, there's a lot of incentives by builders. Existing homes, you know, there is something called Down Payment Resource. It's a company that tracks all the different assistance programs out there. And more people are turning to their families for help. Is that a good idea or not? What do you think?
Say no, Jill,
right,
but that's
exactly.
Just me.
It's
me too.
Okay, here's why. It's sort of the good and the bad of it. I'll give you. Like, look, if you are a parent of an adult child and you can totally afford to help your kid out, like for some, I'm not saying you should go pilfer your retirement plan and give them $44,000. Don't, you know, but if you're wealthy enough and you can afford it, great. Fine. But I would be very clear about the assistance and the nature of the assistance. I have heard from people on the radio show who are saying to me, oh, well, I slipped my kid. This is great. My husband and I slipped my kid with $19,000 each. That's the annual gift limit. So they got $38,000, but we didn't tell our other kid. I'm like, are you nuts? How could you? Don't do it in secret. So what you need to do is, if you're going to help your kids with a down payment, or you are the kid getting the down payment, you say, let's make this clean. Let's make this a loan. If it's a loan, make sure you have the terms. And if it's a gift, you need to put that down on paper and actually talk to the other siblings about it. If you are gifting this, you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to gift your sister this money. She needs it. And you know what we're going to do is over time, we're going to put the exact same amount of money in your kid's 529 plan. But if you really want to make it equal, equal. If not, you might say to one sibling, hey, you're rich. You don't need it. And I'm giving it to the other kid because they can't afford it. Now, are the parents out there freaking out? How could you do one but not the other? What do you think?
You know,
you can't. You got to do them. But you got to be fair.
Yeah, look at you. You got to be clear. But I am not. I mean, my view on this is some kids need more help than others. As long as you're transparent about that, it's your money. You can do whatever you want.
Mm. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill, I was thinking of that number down. I think ours was like 3 or 4% on our.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it.
It was like, but it was in the time, the beautiful time of extremely low rates and
3% mortgages,
could,
right?
You could do that, and you know what? It's kind of benefited from us and or for us. And I've noticed in the last, let's say, 7 or 8 years. I only say that because it's the time we've been living in our house, and it's the only time I can really put, you know, my mind to it. But the best time to buy a house was always now. Like, it's never gotten better, even as the rates have gone up and then back down. Like, the price has always kind of gone up. Is that ever going to change, where the least expensive time to buy a house is right now?
Yeah, I don't think that that's the case anymore. I think that we all suffer from a little hindsight bias. Like, we go look back in time and we look at the price of houses. I think a more important question to ask yourself if you're looking at the housing market is, you know, we used to have all these old ratios. Oh, only spend 28% of your gross monthly income. Oh, just pay 36% on all debts. But these numbers don't really work given where we are right now. I think a really important question is, if you were to buy a home, could you afford your other monthly costs? Can you continue funding retirement? Could you, is it, do you say like, I'm going to buy a house, but I can only have one kid? Because that seems nuts to me. There are a lot of calculators out there, rent versus buy calculators, that are really excellent. There's one from the New York Times that I really like. And I think if you run those numbers and you can afford to buy the house, then don't worry about it. But if you can't, if all of a sudden you're like, well, I'll never be able to put money into my 401k ever again, that's bad. And there is an affordability differential right now, Brian. I just put out there, like, so that we know that people understand this. This is a unique period of time. So what I think is important is if you are young and you want to rent, make sure you're saving elsewhere, meaning that I have cheaper rent, and that means that I can put 10 or 15 or 20% of my income into a 401k. I have one young economist who said to me that she said, you know, in my generation, she's like in her late 20s, she said, you know, in my generation, we may create wealth simply by being investors, not by being in real estate. And I thought that was interesting. I never heard someone say that, but it is possible that's the case. So I never like to say it's one thing or the other. I think it's just really unique to your situation.
Yes. And there's no shame in not buying a house.
Totally. And there's like amazing flexibility. And, you know, I think that it also, you know, listen, depends like what is the rental stock in your area. Like in New York City, there's a lot of apartments for rent and there are a lot of options. And to think, you know, when I think about the young producers at CBS who say, I'll never be able to afford an apartment in New York City. I said, maybe you won't. So keep renting. Keep renting and saving and keep your house, your financial house in order so that you don't overextend. I've met many people in my time, you know, being in this for many decades, where they buy a home And ultimately, you may get someone who's like, I'm so psyched I bought it. It was like, what, you know, like, it's never a bad time to buy. And then there are others who are like, this is horrible. I feel locked in. And, you know, even a job that I thought I would want, you know, now we're back to work. We no longer have this remote work fantasy right this minute. And there are a lot of people who are like, you know what? I got to be close to work. It makes my life better. I can't be an owner close to work. So therefore, I will be a renter. It's okay to be a renter. Take that and know that. And by the way, if you sell your home, if you're older, you sell your home, rent for a while. Don't go buying in Florida. Also, don't move to Florida. We want you in New York State.
All right, Jill. Thank you. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, every Monday here with us on WBEM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.